The spina can be reached in two ways, by ship or by camel. The city displays one face to the traveler arriving overland, and a different one to him who arrives by sea. When the camel driver sees, at the horizon of the tableland, the pinnacles of the skyscrapers come into view, the radar antenna, the white and red windsocks flapping, the chimneys belching smoke, he thinks of a ship. He knows it is a city, but he thinks of it as a vessel that will take him away from the desert, a windjammer about to cast off, with the breeze already swelling the sails not yet unfurled, or a steamboat with its boiler vibrating in the iron keel. And he thinks of all the ports, the foreign merchandise, the cranes unloading the docks, the taverns where crews of different flags break bottles over one another's heads, the lighted ground floor windows, each with a woman combing her hair. In the coastline's haze, the sailor discerns the form of a camel's withers, an embroidered saddle with glittering fringe between two spotted humps, advancing and swaying. He knows it is a city, but he thinks of it as a camel, from whose pack hang wineskins and bags of candied fruit, date wine, tobacco leaves, and already he sees himself at the head of a long caravan, taking him away from the desert of the sea, toward oases of fresh water in the palm trees' jagged shade, toward palaces of thick whitewashed walls, tiled courts where girls are dancing barefoot, moving their arms, half hidden by their veils and half revealed. Each city receives its form from the desert it opposes, and so the camel driver and the sailor see Despina, a border city between two deserts.